Going again? Going again? No, you can sit down. Wonderful. Good morning. So I thought it would be a good start to pray, because generally a good idea. So if you'd like to get comfortable, however you would like. Thank you, God, that we can be here this morning and explore this idea of being a light. Be with us now as we listen and as I speak, that you will actually be the one that speaks to each one of us through this. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to start with this. Being a light is kind of one step behind where I think where we actually are. I think that through Jesus, we can shine our own light. Like, don't get me wrong, we aren't shining our own light like Dave's amazing, because as we know, it's actually God that makes me who I am. No, Dan, I'm not. But actually, everyone here has God in them, whether they recognize it or not. And you may not feel it this morning. And I want us to recognize that we aren't going to feel it every day. We aren't always going to feel closest to God, because sadly, that's not how it is. But God is there. God is a light inside of us. And so I'm going to talk about us having that light inside today. And so I want us to just keep that in mind. It's not our own light that we're shining, but God's light that I'm going to talk about. We've seen in the passage that God talks about God-colored lights all over the way, all over the world, that reflect. And so I wanted to try and get an image of this morning. I realized it was really bright this morning, so this may not work very well. So hopefully the screen will get that this light is really quite colorful. I got it on my shirt. See what I did there? But actually, there's so many colours that we can be. And if we were all the same colour light, it would be quite boring. God has called so many colours into the world. And so we all have a different part to play in that. I tried to think of different analogies for the colours of the people you've seen at the front this morning. I thought of Stephen being a glittery, colourful light, Matt being a bubbly yellow, me being a little bit pink today. But actually, we have so many colours, and we're all called to be different. Paul gave us a few examples of different lights, different reflections of light. We have a bike, we have cat's eyes, but what are you? What colour reflection are you? How are you going to do it? I want to think that I'm actually sometimes a good listener. I'm going to put sometimes in there because I get it wrong sometimes. But actually, we can do this better together. No matter what kind of light we are, it works better together. Because many of you may know, or I'm thankful that I know, at least, Matthew 18, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." Or as the Message version puts it, "When two of you gather together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it." I like that bit. "My Father in heaven goes into action." So when we come together and we go and we actually pray about it, that light that's inside each one of us shines brighter together with more people. We know from 2 months ago, if you were here, the way of life then was being a body. We recognize that we each have different parts to play in it. We have so many amazing things that we can do, and I hope that some of you remember that service. But we actually know that there's so many things that we can do. And in that, we have so many different lights that we can share. Now, imagine if everyone was fairy lights. It would be a really great party, but I don't think it would be very good in some other circumstances, like the lighthouse we saw in the video. Lots of fairy lights don't make up for a massive light. But imagine if I had a lighthouse where the screen is and just blinded all of you. It wouldn't be appropriate, would it? There's so many different types of light that are perfect in their own situation. Each one of us is different because we're meant to be where we are. God calls us into different places and different reflections of his light for his purpose for each of us. So if anyone says that you're a bit odd, that's great, because you're your own light and you're meant to be that way. And we ultimately, like we've said already, Jesus is the light that's inside of us. It's amazing that we've been given that, especially as this time of Advent, we remember how Jesus came into the world. In John 8, it says, I am the light of the world. Jesus is that light that we actually live for. We don't just stay here and do reflecting things of things that aren't meant for us. We do it for Jesus. And I think that's a little bit how Grace Darling did her bit. Because even though there was a massive lighthouse that was meant to do this great thing and stop people from the rocks, the light in itself, the lighthouse, I don't think that quite felt Jesus. I don't think lighthouses feel. But Grace Darling, when she recognized that the people had hit the rocks, went and did something about it. That's where her light was, that she cared enough to put herself in danger. She actually rushed out and helped them and was selfless in that. Her light was to be for others what the lighthouse couldn't be. Now we know that we're lights. I hope that you've got that bit so far. We are have a reflection of God through us, that shining light. Let's use it. We have permission to use this light. Because even the smallest amount of light is brighter than the darkness. If someone is in total darkness, even the smallest light makes a difference. And I may get you to think a bit later of someone who, it may be yourself, but it may be someone who you know doesn't have that light of Jesus in their life. How are you going to shine, even in the smallest bit, to show that there is light in the darkness? A wonderful example I heard of this on Monday was they did an experiment in the Sahara Desert. They had a small light, probably about the same as the flashlight. That's not very bright, is it? I mean, it's relatively bright, but it's not very big. How far do you think they could see it in the Sahara Desert where there's no light pollution? Any guesses? How far do you think they could see it for? A mile, half a mile? They could see it for 3 miles. A small light like this, like I can barely see it on the back door. It's not very bright at all. But they could see it for 3 miles. And I want us to remember that if someone doesn't actually recognize any light in the world, they see only darkness, that small light can make such a difference that they can see it from a long way off. It makes all the difference in the world. And actually, sometimes when we recognize that we may feel like the smallest light, we may not feel close to God, we may feel in a really bad place, because some days we are down. It's sad, but it's true. We are all in a place where we have off days. But that small light, that small little flashlight, can make a difference to someone else miles away. I was really lucky enough to mentor a guy called Sam, and he said I could share this. I was at his confirmation on Monday, and we've been working together for 3 years. He's gone from a place of he didn't know anything about faith. He didn't know why he was here. And he said to me that 3 years ago, I said to him this, and it was, sometimes we just have to pray. We don't know what we're doing, but God does. And I said that in a real place of weakness, because I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea what was going to happen to him. He was in a bad place. I had no idea what was happening to me. I was in a bad place. I didn't recognize God very closely myself at that time. But 3 years on, that's made a difference to him. It was just a short line that I said that thankfully God worked through me, revealed that light in that moment. So God was glorified for years because in a moment of weakness, I let a little bit of light shine. And that's all it takes, a little bit of light. We can sometimes feel like we want to put the bucket on our own heads, don't we? If we look at the passage, it says, if we put a city on a hill, why would he hide that light? If we put the light under the bucket, it just won't shine. But sometimes we want to hide under that bucket, don't we? I know I do. I try and hide as much as possible. If people know I'm a Christian, then I have to act better, right? But do I really? I have to recognize that God is the one that acts through me. And I was in a really difficult situation where I played cricket. I don't know if many of you know, but I've played cricket for quite a while now. But at my old club, I used to be late for matches on a Sunday afternoon. I had to leave early, and I got slated every week because I went to this thing called church. They were like, cricket's more important, surely. But actually, I wanted to hide under that bucket. But one week, someone came and forcibly kind of removed that bucket. They asked, "What did you do at church this morning?" And as he'd lifted that bucket slightly, I recognized I could actually probably tell them. And I did. And you know what? I never got slated again. Because they recognized this was something important to me, that I come here. I'd be a part of this community that we call the church. I share that light and come together so that my light can shine brighter. Someone kicked that bucket off me, and I'd encourage you to try and do that for yourself or for someone else if it's appropriate. Encourage someone in a way that they might actually share a bit of their light. And actually, over weeks and months, over the rest of that season, people actually started to ask real questions about what faith is, to the extent that some of them even asked if they could come to church, if they could see what this faith thing was about. So a small light again, when we reveal it, when we let people see that there is light, is hope, then we can actually shine much brighter and actually let them recognize the light in their own life too. We saw last month from the amazing Numbers man Piers that making disciples makes disciples that makes disciples. If we shine a little bit of light and make one more disciple, then we instantly have twice as much light. If we keep sharing that light, it's only going to multiply. And isn't that going to look so much brighter if we recognize that God can work through each of us in a different way? And finally, Jesus came so that those who believed in him became their true selves, their child of God selves. Isn't it so much better to be us, to be who we really are, for me to be me, for each one of you to be you, to let that light shine how it's meant to? It's not just a little bit that we keep maybe in our left kind of elbow that just kind of keeps us going every now and then where we need to walk around, we just shine it a little bit. But it actually shines through us and we recognize who we are and we don't have to put filters on our light. We don't have to hide under a bucket. We don't need to pretend that we're something we're not. We can be ourselves. Jesus came, and we recognize that this Advent season, that Jesus came so that we could be free. Free to be ourselves and free to have that light. And I want you to think about this for a second. I was reading a Psalm 124, and it's about being stuck for a moment. But it talks about, we've flown free from their fangs, free of their traps, free as a bird. The world doesn't have to hold us back anymore. Their grip is broken, we're free as a bird in flight. God's strong name is our help, the same God who made heaven and earth. We don't have to conform, we don't have to be hidden, we don't have to be filtered. We can be the light that we're meant to be. And we've seen it in different ways this morning, but I'd actually like to encourage you that you have God with you and there is light there. No matter how dark you feel at the moment or how bright, there is so much more light if you recognize Jesus and think about how much of an impact that might have on those around you if you share that even a little bit. So I'm going to close now, but I've given you some discussion questions because there's enough of me and now a bit of you. And then I'll close us with a prayer in a couple minutes. But my question's for you. What kind of light do you share? Or what kind of light are you? Where do you feel that you shine your light? Where do you share it? And who can help you shine brighter? Because we aren't meant to do this alone. I'll leave you to it.